Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's been having a good week, productive. It's been one of those weeks for me. It's been fun, it's been productive, and learning a lot, studying a lot. That's really what it's all about for me. My life has its ways of doing things and setting things straight, but for the most part, can't complain about anything. Just take it all in stride. Got the holidays coming up. A lot of great things going on within the holiday. Thanksgiving, which is a big one. A lot of people go and celebrate, eat, and do all of that fun stuff. So I hope you have I hope everybody will have a productive holiday, productive time. And we're going to do something different this week. We on. No. We're going to try something. We're going to try Facebook Live. But we working. All right, that'll work. Good evening, everybody. Again, I'm going to jump into the topic for tonight. We're doing something different this week. We on Instagram Live, we on Facebook, we on the radio. I mean, got to get this word out. But, again, I hope everybody's doing good. I hope everybody's had a productive week so far. And with the holidays coming up, you know, I really wanted to get into detoxing. You know, detoxing a lot of times is done in a way where you can either detox different parts of your body, your liver, detox your kidneys, detox your, you know, endocrine system, lymphatic system. There are several different types of detoxes that you can do. So today we're going to focus pretty much on the liver detox. And the liver detox, for me, I feel like is one of the most important detoxes, one because of the function of the liver. Of course, it filters your blood. So everything that happens within the body has to be, that gets into the bloodstream, has to be filtered. So that's your filtering unit. And the liver itself has a lot of function. And cholesterol is one. It maintains and keeps good cholesterol. Our bodies make 80% of the cholesterol we need. So when, you know, a doctor tells you your cholesterol is too high, is it the cholesterol you're ingesting or is it the cholesterol that your liver's making? I don't know. I mean, that is one of those things where, you know, we have a different take on how cholesterol functions in the body. For us, cholesterol, and when I say for us, meaning on the natural side, the biochemistry side, how the body works, cholesterol is one of the things that our bodies truly need. Our hormones, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, that's 100% cholesterol. So if your cholesterol restricted, then you see people who are dealing with hormonal issues, menopausal issues in women. In men, it's low T, ED. And, you know, you let the commercials that you see on the TV dictate whether you think cholesterol is in the right place. Because, again, when your cholesterol is too low, you're going to have those issues. Conversation about how cholesterol works, and that'll be another topic for another day, but that's just one of the functions that happens within the liver. Also, when we talk about the bloodstream and everything that has to be filtered through the liver, we're talking about what you put on your skin. Do you know, whatever you put on your skin, whether it's lotion, whether it's alcohol, doesn't matter. Whatever you put on your skin will absorb into your bloodstream within 26 seconds. So your skin is important to put things on your skin that are going to feed the body. Not things that are going to detract from the body. So a lot of these lotions and deodorants and things that we use, we have to be very careful of how toxic they are, because now we're adding toxins to our skin, and once it gets into our bloodstream, of course, it's heading straight for our liver. We also have to look at the fact of what we eat. A lot of things that we eat are toxic, genetically modified, filled with pesticides, insecticides. And even if you eat well, you're not immune to staying away from the things that are in foods and vegetables. And, you know, it's hard to maintain that in diet, meaning that, you know, you go to a grocery store and you really don't know how long that those fruits and vegetables have been sitting there. They've been spraying them with water. They've been trying to keep them looking fresh, but we don't really know. We don't know how many nutrients are in that fruit and that vegetable that we just ate. Thing to do, of course, you know, it's better than eating processed foods and fried foods, of course, but, you know, those toxins either way are going to get into our stream. We got Thanksgiving coming up, which means that a lot of people are going to be eating a certain way that you don't normally eat. You eat all the things that you couldn't eat throughout the year, or you eat all the things that you want to eat because of Thanksgiving. And so, you know, a lot of snacks and desserts and different things that go into the body. And once we come out of that, you know, people are ready to start looking and focusing on New Year's resolutions. Of course, you got Christmas and Christmas dinner. This is the time of year that health gets most neglected, but also the most paid attention to, because, you know, after the two major holidays we have coming up, and then you also have Halloween. And then Halloween, of course, that's for kids, a lot of candy, you know, for some. You know, I feel like, you know, now a lot of kids go trick-or-treating, but they may not eat as much candy as what used to be. I think parents are a little bit more stricter on that, but just the fact of all the candy, all everywhere you go, you know, it's just everything is tempting. And it seems like for such a grateful time of the year and a jovial and joyous time of year, you know, the next 2 months, October, the end of October, November, and December, that's when a lot of people get their unhealthiest all at one time. You know, there's a slow progression that happens throughout the year, but when you get to and Christmas, you know, the top comes off. So that's just one of those things where, you know, we really start looking at and paying attention to what our body is doing, how we feel, if we're sluggish or not, how we sleep. You know, there's a lot of parameters and different things to that. So one big thing we look at is how do we get our bodies back in balance after that type of indoctrination of food, so to speak. And one of the things that, you know, people think about is, all right, I need to go to the gym. I need to start working out. You know, I might need to lose some weight. I might need to get my high blood pressure under control. I might need to get my digestive system under control, especially if you're dealing with like acid reflux and GERD and all of those particular things, because those things show up as symptoms to a bigger problem. And a lot of times those symptoms, we go and take those to the doctor, and then the doctor will give us a med to treat those symptoms. But we never really get down to the root cause. And the root cause of a lot of those particular things is that our liver is so saturated with filth. And what our liver does to help itself is it creates stones. And you'll have stones in your liver. They're little, depending on how long they've been in there, they go from light green to almost brown. The lighter green they are, the newer they are, the darker they are, the longer they've been there. When the liver's full of stones, it will start to take some of those stones and send them to the overflow, which is called the gallbladder. And most of us have heard of gallstones, have heard of, you know, those type of things, but really not as much in the liver. So when you have gallstones, now that becomes a whole different ball game, because the gallbladder has so many different functions within the body. So not only is the liver toxic, but now the gallbladder is toxic. And when the gallbladder becomes toxic, those stones tend to calcify, which they become white. And when they calcify, then they also have to either be removed Or what a lot of doctors will do is just take the whole gallbladder out. And if you know anybody who has stones or ever had their gallbladder removed, the first thing they ask, the first thing I ask is, what did they do for your liver? And most of the time it's nothing. So not only do you have issues with the gallbladder and gallstones, but you also have issues within the liver. And when you have those type of issues, the body can't function properly. So a lot of that, a lot of times is that's ignored, and you go on and you tend to get to the end of the year and you start to work out and you start to take vitamins or you start to do things to try to get your body turned around. And then you realize, oh, man, I've been taking this stuff for a while and it don't even seem to work. Like, I don't even know why it's not working. I've been working out. The weight's not coming off. You know, I feel like I'm doing something, but I'm really not getting any benefit. Or I'm eating right, and I'm not really getting any benefit. I'm not losing any weight. I still feel sluggish. I still feel tired. Actually, after I work out, I feel worse. You know, they said it would take a while, and I'd feel better. And one of the things that we don't know is that our liver is screaming for help. And every time we put something good there, every time we put something bad there, every time we breathe in something, it has to work again. And so one of the reasons why detoxing the liver is so important is because that allows us to get back to square one. When you drive a car long enough, you have to get an oil change. When you get your oil changed, not only do they change the oil, but they change the filter. Why do they change the filter? Because the filter has been filtering all of that old oil in. That new oil has to go try to push through that old filter, which means it's going to bring sediment with it, it's going to bring dirt with it, it's going to bring trash with it, and the car is not going to function efficiently. You have an air filter in your car, and after you drive a certain amount of miles, you need to change the air filter. Why? Because that filter has been filtering the air, everything that's been trying to get into the engine, everything that's been trying to get through the system, it's been filtering. It can only do that for so long. And you have to change it. So even you have a fuel filter, which is the same thing. It filters the fuel, all the trash, the junk, the sediment from the fuel pump, it filters out so it doesn't get into your engine. Well, we need to take the same approach to our body. And we need to filter, we need to clean the filter within our bodies. We don't have to change it. We don't have to get a new liver. But you do, at least if you haven't done one every 6 months, and at least in the beginning for maybe a year or so, cleaning your liver out, detox your liver, get those stones out, allow the gallbladder to release some of those stones that it has so it can have new, so it can be cleaned out and it can function properly. Those stones that are calcified even in the gallbladder can come back down through the liver and can be excreted. So it's super important that that liver get clean. That's the only filtering unit that you have, and your body does not function well without it. You look at somebody's eyes, and you can tell by the whites of their eyes. If their eyes are really dark, where it's white in the whites of their eyes, that's a direct effect on your liver. People who drink, you know, they get cirrhosis of the liver. People who smoke, people who eat or who are unhealthy can get a fatty liver. So the liver is one of those things that has a function, and it's one of the major functions. I understand as well the liver has, because it does control hormones, because that's where a lot of cholesterol is made, that also has a direct connection and function to your thyroid and how you metabolize food, how food metabolizes within your, how hormones work within the system. The parathyroid, which is what controls the calcium levels in your body. So a lot of things can be thrown off when the liver doesn't function as it should. And because we only get one liver, we should take care of it. And you'll find, especially, you know, when we do our liver detoxes, which we'll be starting on the 2nd of November, people tend to lose anywhere from 10 to 26 pounds just on the liver detox itself. One is because your body is now getting back in balance. You are excreting out a lot of the bad stuff. Your liver is able to function properly, believe it or not. A lot of the cravings and things you have are just because the nutrients that you've been taking in, if you've taken in any nutrients, whether it be vitamins or food that you eat, can't get through to where it's supposed to go because it's hung up in the liver. So when you couple a liver detox with nutrition and eating properly, your body will get in balance. And I remember the first time I started, the first liver detox I did, I was about 275 pounds. And I've done three so far. And I never thought that at that point in time in my life that I would even get down to a weight past my high school weight. My goal was always to get to my high school weight, which was about 235. That's what I wore my senior year of high school. And this past year, on this last detox that I completed, which was last November, I was able to start my transformation mentally, physically, spiritually. You know, you have things that go on in your life, the stress of life, all of that affects your liver, affects your body, affects your well-being, affects how you respond to things in life, how your body responds to things in life, excuse me. So going through a lot of those things, the body, my body was able to get in balance. You think a little bit more clearly. You tend to add some positivity to that for your mind, the health of your mind. You tend to get intact spiritually. And then your body also will follow that. And just through the detox and the way that I eat and taking my nutrients, you know, I was able to get down to about 225 pounds now. And I never thought that I would even ever get to this size. And so it's not just a lot of times it's a testament to being disciplined, but it's also just a testament of paying attention to what your body's telling you. And keeping your liver clean is one of the biggest things that you can do, just like keeping your mind clean. You filter your the stuff that gets filtered through our brain every single day is amazing, whether it be good, whether it be bad, whether it be us, just getting, you know, thinking of certain thoughts, whether it be people implanting thoughts, whether it be what we see on TV. I mean, our brain is a filtering unit that's like out of this world. Put in your brain and what you put in your mind is extremely important, and if not more important than what you do to your body, because if you can get the mind right, the body will follow. And if you get the body right, the mind will follow. They all work together. And so that liver is amazing. And when you talk about your brain and you talk about your gut, it's pretty much the same. That gut instinct is the same. If your gut functions the same way your brain functions. It has the same nerve endings. It has the same trails as far as the way the nerves go and the way it functions. And when you have digestive disorders and you're not able to properly digest food, you're not able to have health within your gut, your mind doesn't function well. And a lot of that is because, of course, of your liver. So with the liver being as important as it is, why don't, when you go to the doctor, because I get this question a lot. I've been going to the doctor a long time, and the doctor doesn't tell me to, has never told me to do a liver detox, or has never said anything about my liver. I've talked to people who've had their gallbladders removed, and I asked them, well, what did the doctor do for your liver? And they said nothing. So the reason being is because nobody really, and from a medical aspect, it's not that they don't understand. It's not a lot of times that they don't care, but it's just not where they are. Their biggest function is drugs or surgery, and outside of that, you know, they will tell you to eat well, but when you look at eating well, they use the pyramid, the same pyramid that you get that the government puts out, where you got to have whole grains, you got to have a certain amount of beans, and you got to have a certain amount of fruits and vegetables. And the whole grain part is what's killing a lot of us, what's tearing up our digestive system. Because 80% of Americans are gluten intolerant, which is the reason why now when you go to a store, you see a lot of gluten-free products. You have aisles of gluten-free products where before you never saw that or you never had that. And I'm talking about not even 15 years ago. You didn't really see organic or gluten-free. It was understood. Now they have to label things. And you just wonder, you know, what are they doing to us that, or how are they able to do this to us? where they're going to charge us for something that's organic, which is grown naturally. But they're going to charge us more for that. They don't have to really touch it. They control the environment a little bit. But then they'll charge us absolutely nothing for something that they have to spray chemicals over. And they have to make these chemicals, and they have to send somebody out to spray them. And you would think that that would make it more expensive, but it doesn't. And so that's kind of the climate of when you look at America, when you look at the foods, when you look at the fruits and vegetables. But whole grain and grains is a completely different animal, because grain can't be grown in our typical soils today, in our typical climate today. You know, you'll have days in December where it's 65, 70 degrees and it's supposed to be cold. You'll have cold snaps that happen in March and April. And grain can't withstand that type of change, not only the amount of heat that we get now. It can't stand that heat and humidity, the pests that we get now. So what they do with grain is, one, is genetically modified, because they have to make sure that it grows. Two, they have to put pesticides on it. They have to put herbicides on it. They put a lot of different things on the grain. It's one of those things that doesn't really digest well in our bodies, especially in our small intestine, because those gluten proteins, or those wheat proteins, I'm sorry, they break down and they tear up our small intestine. It's like tumbleweed just tumbling over grass. It just tears it up. And when our small intestine doesn't work properly, then we can't absorb nutrition, because that's where the lion's share of nutrition absorption happens, is within the small intestine. So now we're trying to get healthy, but we're still eating bread because that's what they told us to do. We're still using things that we're eating oatmeal because we feel like it's healthier for us, but it's oats. And when I talk about being gluten-free or staying away from gluten, that's anything that has wheat, barley, rye, and oat, which is most things. They add, even like spaghetti sauce, they add breadcrumbs to that. When you make certain cakes, salmon cakes, crab cakes, a lot of times they add breading to that. Cakes, you eat pie, that's all gluten. When you eat oatmeal, that's oat, genetically modified. And people say, well, I'll use steel cut oats. That's fine. You cook them for 45 minutes, you have oats, but it's still oats. You're still exposed to gluten. The only thing that has a name, buckwheat, which buckwheat isn't actually a wheat, but that is gluten-free. But most things, so you eat grits, and grits are made from corn. A lot of the corn in the United States is genetically modified. So you say, well, man, like what? What do I do? Like, where do I go? I mean, like, what do you eat? You know, how do you even eat to be healthy anymore? And that's a very good question. And for me, you know, I've, because of injuries, football injuries that I've had, because of where my body was at points in times, I understand that it's important to supplement. It's important to take nutrition, because you cannot get all the nutrients from food. You just cannot do it. You cannot eat enough kale, collard greens. You cannot eat enough of the same fruits and vegetables over and over again to get the maximum amount, or get the daily recommended amount of nutrition that the body needs. The other thing is, I take my nutrients based on body weight. So I know exactly, if I dose a certain amount of nutrients, I know how much, based on my body weight, of nutrition that I got. I can't do that if I eat an orange, then I eat an apple, because I don't actually know how many nutrients came out of that particular fruit or vegetable. So for me, supplementation has been a big thing. And supplementing is kind of got a bad name. People say, oh, I don't take supplements. You don't need supplements. You just eat right. What's eating right anymore? You're not getting all the nutrients that you can get from your food anymore. Certain vitamins are supposed to be in certain fruits. Certain vegetables have certain vitamins. But the big thing that we're missing are the minerals. We need more minerals in our body than we need vitamins. Your body needs about 60 minerals every day. It only needs about 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. That's what makes up, when you look at it from a biochemistry aspect, that's what makes up the body. And the nutrient and the minerals are in the soil. Minerals come from the soil, but because our soils are so over-farmed, they're overproduced, over-manufactured, they don't let the soils cure anymore. They dammed up all the dams, so the water that used to run off the mountains and bring the silt and the minerals, that doesn't happen anymore. So the food that we eat doesn't have much or any minerals in it. And that's the decline in health. When you look at deficiencies in health, health deficiencies, when you look at diseases and you wonder, okay, what is somebody deficient in? It's 90% of the time of mineral deficiency. You put the minerals back, and the body heals itself. It just needs some gas. It just needs some oil. Same thing with your car. You run your car out of gas, you put some gas in it, it'll start to run again. You run your body out of certain minerals, you get certain diseases. You put the minerals back, and in a short period of time, 90 days or so, when you make new cells, your body will get back in balance. A little different for everybody, but health is pretty easy. And they tell you, oh, you have to go to a doctor. You have to go see your doctor. And anything else outside of the doctor is like taboo. Somebody tell you to go to a chiropractor. Oh, the doctor said don't go to a chiropractor. You don't need a chiropractor. They just going to crack your back and your neck. Well, you'd be surprised what happens when they crack your back and your neck if that's all you think that happens. Because each of your spinal cords has nerves, and those nerves go to a particular place in your body. And when those nerves and that are pinched off because of your spinal cord, that part of your body doesn't function properly. So even if it's from your metabolism, if it's pinching on that nerve that controls your metabolism and you've been trying to lose weight for years, you've had gastric bypass, you've been eating right, you've been exercising, it could be that you need an adjustment. It could be that you need to detox. When we look at health, we have to look at it from a full spectrum, not just if the doctor didn't say do it or the doctor did say do it, then this is what I have to do. And we really have to take health into our own hands. But the great thing about it is shows like this, with the advent of the Internet, you can go find out anything. And you can really become astute at whatever it is that you need to maintain health, to have good health. And, of course, you can always tune in every Tuesday to Health Talk. We're going to have a topic that we're going to talk about, and it's going to be informative. And it's just going to be something you can take away. But the biggest thing is take control of your own health. If you want to start getting healthy for the new year, if you want to start doing things that's going to put you in the right position to get your body where it needs to be, detox your liver, detox your body. Also, while you're detoxing, you have to have nutrition. You have to take nutrition while you're detoxing. If you do not, that's like suicide, because you're going to starve your body. Your body's now detoxifying and purifying itself, and you're not putting any nutrition back. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of detoxes don't work, and they should. The detox you do is a 30-day detox. The 7-day detoxes, especially the liver detox and all of those things, aren't productive. Because it takes the body longer than that to reabsorb a lot of the toxins to get them back out of the system. So, you know, if there's any questions, if anybody needs some insight on how to detox or what types of detoxes to use or what nutrition you need to take, feel free to hit me up. You can inbox me. You can call me. My phone number is 919-599-0916. And, you know, I'll point you in the right direction. I'll help you as much as I can. But I'm just a testimony to what it'll do. I'm a testimony into how it works. So that's the first thing. I've done it. But the next thing is, it's my right. Just like when we go see a good movie, whenever we see a good show or we eat at a good restaurant, we can't wait to go and tell everybody. I wish we all did that more with health, and I wish we would listen and take things more seriously when it comes to health. But it is what it is. It's a fight that I'm here to fight for the rest of my life. And some will, some won't, but I'm here anyway. So to that I say I appreciate everybody stopping by, checking in. If you have any questions, you know how to get in touch with me. And we'll see you again next Tuesday for another episode of Health Talk. Again, I always dedicate this show to my mom. who I lost to cancer back in 2011 before I had the information and the knowledge that I had. But if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have it. Because one of the things she told me before she passed away was to never let this happen to anybody else. And 8 months later, that sent me on a journey that I never thought that my passion would even live, and that was health and wellness and how to take care of yourself and how to take care of the body. And then my friend John Bryan, who was with me for many years, and at 78 years old, you know, went too soon through the hands of the medical system. So, you know, I always dedicate my shows to them because those are my mentors and the people who, if it don't be for them, then I'm not here. So, again, I appreciate everybody stopping through. We're going to see if got anybody asking questions. Nah, no questions. Okay, cool. Well, feel free, like I said, to inbox me. Call me, 919-599-0916. And until next week, everybody have a good, productive week. Do something you've never done before. Do something that you're passionate about. Do something that you love, because that's truly the only essence of life, is doing what you love and doing what you're passionate about. You have a passion for a reason. And it's only up to you to get it out. Can't nobody get it out for you. Can't nobody do it for you. So, again, thank you and good night.